been a sort of good month. Do you feel like you've sort of built towards this stage now?
Yeah, look, I've had a good month just recently, so it's been good to play some good football here and there, and probably started the season off a bit slow and got a lot of help from Bolts and the coaching staff, so they've really got me tracking a lot better just recently. Got them worked on a few areas of my game that are kind of paying off now, so yeah.
It's a bit frustrating for you, the start of the season you had, and I guess coming off last year with a bit of illness as well.
Yeah, it was a little bit frustrating, but it's a tough sport, AFL, and I was looking forward to this year a lot, and I knew there was a few areas of my game I needed to work on, and Bolts, Shane Watson and Tim Clark really helped me and showed me what areas they were, and they're awesome coaches, and they're doing a lot right, and so with the leadership group, and have Levi Caswell down the forward line, who's probably one of the best marks going around at the moment, and I get to learn off him and Matthew Wright, and it's just a really good learning environment.
What sort of has been your main focus of improvement this season?
Look, I worked a lot about running patterns and running to the right spots. That was probably my main point earlier in the year that I needed to work on. And once I kind of figured out, you know, where to run, and it's working to my favour a bit more.
How much is it handy to have your brother here when things can be tough?
Yeah, look, it's a massive help. You kind of, I've grown up with my whole life, obviously, and Mum, Dad, pretty happy that we're at the same club. Any issues, any problems, I can kind of go straight to him. You know, you kind of already don't have to worry about, you can ask him anything, obviously, and he's a real credit to our family and to what he's done for the club also. So, yeah, I have a lot to thank for him.
How do you feel being labelled the next Anthony
Tudor Fees? Look, Tudor was a star of the game. If I could be half as good as him, I'd be pretty happy. So, it's pretty funny to see.
Well, I guess you've got the athletic traits. Is he sort of a player you've sort of looked at a lot growing up?
I did. I did look at him growing up. Look, he used to fly over packs and take big marks, and I'd love to do that and bring that into my game a bit more. And kicks a lot of goals, and everyone likes that. So, if I could be any as good as him, I'd be pretty happy.
You played a bit of time before midfield this year. What sort of do you prefer, and where do you see yourself going forward?
Not too sure. Kind of depends where the coaches really want me to play. Happy to play anywhere. So play a little bit of midfield in JLT and a few little hits throughout the season so far. But kind of it really depends. I'm pretty happy up at forward at the moment though.
Do you feel like this patch of form you've had? Do you feel like you sort of belong at AFL level then?
Definitely helped me think that AFL is where I want to stay at, and obviously that's the main goal, to play as much AFL games as possible. So it does give me a lot of good confidence, but the people around me that have been helping me and my teammates, you know, they make it a lot easier because they're playing good footy and got good leaders around me kind of showing me the way, and obviously my brother helps a lot in that area, and Matthew Wright, Levi Caswell, I've already named a few, so they're awesome. Mark Murphy, he's doing a really good job as captain, so making it a lot easier for us young guys.
It's making it a lot easier to settle when you've got a lot of sort of young teammates in the clubs going through this building process.
Yeah, it does. A lot of boys feed off each other, so it's a pretty energetic club at the moment, pretty exciting. So a lot of banter and a lot of lads getting around each other, so it's good fun. And then the older fellas like Cade Simpson are trying to keep everyone a bit quieter. So.
How is your brother going anyway? It's a bit of a nasty injury.
Yeah, got a little bit of a bruised larynx, so he's going alright. He's probably doesn't have to talk, or he's not allowed to talk as much as he normally does, which my sister-in-law is pretty happy about, I'd imagine. So he's travelling along well. He's a good character, so he's doing well.
Happy guys.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.